The society within which we live has a keen perception regarding the need to prepare for the future. Individuals are preparing for the future, intend to prepare for the future, or wishing they had prepared for the future. No one wants to reach an age when they can no longer work and be able to provide for themselves. However, one of two scenarios will eventually overtake you. One, you will become too old to work. Two, you will be standing before the Creator of all. If you should reach an age where you are too old to work, one of two scenarios are certain. One, you will have provided sufficiently to meet your needs. Two, someone else will, of necessity, provide for you. These basic principles have created, in our society, a focus on insurance policies and retirement plans. There also exists another realm for which man must prepare. And inasmuch as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this cometh judgment, so Christ also, having been once offered to bear the sins of many, shall appear a second time, apart from sin, to them that wait for him unto salvation. Hebrews 9:27-28. The Apostle Paul said, "So then each one of us shall give account of himself to God." Romans 14:12. In reference to this event, we are also taught, one, some will be prepared. That is, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Matthew 25:10. Two, some will not be prepared. That is, afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know not the day nor the hour." Matthew 25:11-13. Just as man makes plans for the physical needs of this world, for the present, as well as in old age, God has also developed a plan to provide for man's spiritual well-being. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love, having foreordained us unto adoption as sons through Jesus Christ unto himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:3-7. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter, saying, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy begat us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who by the power of God are guarded through faith unto the salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." 1 Peter 1:3-5.